Good morning. Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whelan. I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm thrilled that I'm here. I like my job. I like being able to talk to interesting people. I like finding solutions to problems that, nobody else has stumbled upon. It's a good thing. And I'm not talking about exclusivities, that sort of thing. I'm talking about my own personal search for information. So welcome to that exact thing here, folks. Shortwave frequency 3.215 online. You can listen at republicbroadcasting.org, or, of course, you can listen at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Let's welcome our guest back. His name is Alistair Jackson from the Total Wellness Group. Alistair, good day.
Yeah, good day.
I stole it from you.
There you go. You keep practicing, you'll start to sound less silly.
Fair enough.
You just stick with your Aki. He speaks perfect Aki, folks. He knows what Lumnum means.
Perfect Arky.
Yeah.
Well, I've lived here about the same, actually probably less than you have, so I don't even want to hear that. But anyway. I was told a long time ago that I needed to lose my southern accent if I wanted to be on the air. So, yeah, well, that was when I was working in radio up north.
It seems to have helped a few jokers get to be president.
So it would seem. Yep, lots of jokers, my friend. When we left off, we were talking about maintenance, not just preventative and not just solutions, because there are solutions. I would imagine that in 30-something years, you've pretty much seen every single condition imaginable, probably walk through the door, and probably had lots of information for each one of those people, which is why, of course, you do phone consultations, and you got the website there, MadiriMachines.com. But let's talk about some of the maintenance. How often should somebody be having some kind of maintenance? And I'll give you – let me jump in here and, of course, trip over – my throwing it to you by saying this, that the first time we took my wife to see a chiropractor, I remember he said, well, you should probably come in, like twice the first week and then every week and then go to every 2 weeks. And I was like, what, is he crazy? Well, that's outrageous. That's way too much. And I had no idea. I thought you went to the chiropractor when you were hurting. I didn't know you went for overall, good health.
Well,
but I'm a believer now, brother.
Well, we've always got choices about how much we're going to do to the vehicle we're involving ourselves with, whether it's our motor car or our body. The principles are much the same. If you have a limited budget, you can decide, that you're going to take care of the most important things, the tires and the brakes and the oil, but you're not going to pay much attention to the ancillaries and bits and pieces, even though the suspension, if it gets too old, is going to stress the chassis, and the chassis is going to wear out prematurely, and the engine mounts are going to break, and there's other consequences for not taking care of those things. Well, looking after your body, talking about chiropractic and yoga and, certain types of proper exercise and various things like this, to take care of your frame is very important. You've got to keep mobility in the correct way. Alignment in the spine is critical to good, healthy nerve expression and balancing the body's energy fields, because we're a bioelectric mechanism. But you need skillful help to figure out how to do that. You can get a self-help book and do a certain amount of your own vehicle maintenance, whether it's your body or your motor car, same thing. But if you're not actually an experienced expert, you'll often spend a lot longer and more money frustratedly trying to catch up on what some other joker out there has spent his time focused on. It's sort of like the plumber. The plumber can get to the heart of your plumbing problem probably quicker than you can, because you're not a plumber.
There you go. That's a good point. And, of course, objectivity, I imagine, plays a part as well. Folks, please stay with us. We'll be back after this short break, only 3 minutes, with more Frankly Speaking Radio. We'll take your calls as well, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Frankly Speaking Radio is what you're listening to. Run and hide while you still can. You're listening to our good friend Alistair Jackson joining us from Total Wellness Group. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I was
it.
Just thinking about this thing about maintenance and whatnot. I've got a little list of the things that I would consider to be points to consider to ask yourself, am I maintaining my body?
Okay.
And mind, as well as I ought to. And not in no particular order, because these things are all of great importance. Food. Am I as close to the Garden of Eden in originality to the master's plan of what I should eat? Am I practicing the habits of a good mammal who stops drinking his mother's milk at the appropriate time and doesn't look to go back to it anymore and certainly doesn't try to steal it from any other animal? Am I selecting, you know, greens and vegetables as the primary basis and cornerstone of whatever else I build meals around? Water, is my water safe to drink? Is it something other than the toxic mess that any municipality cares to serve up? Do I filter it myself and use reverse osmosis and perhaps cluster and energize it myself? Do I microwave anything, or do I countenance the existence of such a dire object anywhere in my dwellings or abodes? Instead of chucking them out on the rubbish heap where they should be. Actually, they ain't good targets to shoot, by the way. Am I getting treatments for my body like massage, Reiki, laying on of hands, massage, adjustments, energy balancing from skilled operators? vitamins and supplements? Am I getting the highest quality ones, or am I shopping at the low end of the market where only the junk exists? Save your money. If you can't afford anything better than what's at the big chains...
Walmart?
Need I say... Oh, I wouldn't. Please. you know, yeah, anyway, there's a reason it's a bargain, and it isn't because it's good.
Well said.
Okay, and... Am I using energy balancing devices like the Madeira and Bioelectrifier, various other polarizing devices, things that gain orgone energy strength around my environment? Am I treating my house in such a way that I make it a safe electrical environment? Do I exercise regularly and get my heart rate going, my breathing, and get a, and do it in some other context than earning my living? Exercise is when your brain doesn't have to do anything but enjoy what's going on. Am I practicing the principles of positive thinking, positive being, creativeness? Am I being a sweet essence of the Lord in every place I go so that people know the presence of the Lord is with me as it is promised if my focus is upon Him, so that He gets the glory, but I also get to enjoy the good feeling it brings, and draw into my life the things I desire rather than the things I dread. As Job said, those things which I so greatly feared came upon me. We don't want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I using silver? Am I using preventative things in my body to keep the ever-present infectious things away? Do I drink something like carrot juice, Hain brand or Hollywood brand, you know, so that I get at least a dose of oxalic acid from somewhere that's reliable? Or do I have my own non-electromagnetic field juicing systems to do the same? Am I using good oils because good oils are so important and bad oils are so bad?
Mm-hmm.
And am I using, again, greens, oils, and all of those good things and practicing all those other things? Then I can say I know what maintenance is about.
There you go. Well said. That's quite a list. And it's a good one, absolutely. In fact, it's an essential one, and I'd like to say that for the most part, I'm on board with every one of those things. I'm doing them, and I think that's the only reason why I'm able to work the kind of hours I work. And you know, I've always put my body through hell, Alistair, as you know, just playing sports and doing all the things I've done. I've always pushed myself to, you know, to do different things. And certainly at this point, I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life, which I never thought I'd be saying in my 30s. I thought I'd be retiring, rich and lazy and fat at this point. No such luck. But anyway, I'd rather be healthy and poor, as you had stated earlier. And that's certainly a good place to be, I think.
Oh, I'd
as far
like
as the health
I'd far rather be rich and healthy.
Oh,
too.
No doubt.
I do have preferences there, but, yeah. You know, people need to understand that without health, there is no wealth.
That's right. And without health, there's no awareness. And without health, there's no action to be taken. There's no, there's nothing. There's nothing. If you're not feeling good, you're worthless to yourself and to everybody around you.
And that's the idea of the system. It keeps everybody in the cotton fields, all the slaves out there with the Social Security system happening and all the rest of the stuff that they've put their hopes in and they're not awake to, and compound interest and all of the fancy way of padding out a slave's existence and then doping them up and malnourishing them and keeping them ticking over so that they're productive consumers for their useful period of time. And then they become fodder for the insurance industry as it's sort of squeezing out the last gasps of the system that it had before it completely collapses. I think everything is approaching collapse. It's in meltdown preparation.
That's right. And
at any time, that whole thing that's being relied upon by people with insurance and all of these phony baloney things are going to be left high and dry without, you know, up a particular creek without a paddle, as we'd say down under.
That's right. Well said. Let's go to Bart in Missouri. Bart, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, thank you. Privileged to be listening to you on 3.215 shortwave.
Bravo.
Coming in nicely in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Great to hear that. Thank you.
Sir. And nice to hear you, Mr. Jackson, Alistair. I've never heard you on the phone or the radio before, but I'm just going to hang up in a second here and ask you what's wrong with the peanut butter these days. And I so appreciate the broadcast.
Wonderful, wonderful. Excellent, excellent question.
Bye-bye.
Take care. That's a good question because, you know, inherently well, somebody...
I would say, short answer, number one, the brand that's been named just recently, I presume that's what he's alluding to, a particular brand has just shown up with E. coli. Well, that brand is one that takes the good peanut oil out and replaces it with junky canola oil to save money, make it more solid, and sell the peanut oil at a great profit. So it's an imbalanced particular product anyway. It should, you know, so beyond that, also peanuts, along with you know, soybeans and wheat are some of the most hybridized things out there now, particularly growing in this United States. I mean, you're talking about suspect food for a start. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not an E. coli genome on the DNA from the genetically engineered Franken food that it is. I wouldn't touch the stuff anyway. It's got canola oil in it. That's rapeseed oil. It's neurotoxic, proven in 1975. Let's move on, you know. Let's get the stuff we need.
Well, what sort of oil would you recommend?
Oh,
I know you guys have stuff there.
High-quality olive oil is good, you know, preferably I'd have to say from Europe because they are exacting about their pesticide limitations and things. Almond oil is excellent. Coconut oil is something that's fantastic. It's had a lot of bad press. There are a number of more exotic kind of nut oils and things. We have we always have a variety in our kitchen because we use oil in so many things. But, of course, fish oils can't be underrated either. Your good old high-quality cod liver oil and other types of fish oils. Krill oil is a phenomenal oil that people know very little about that protects the brain from Alzheimer's and MS and stroke injuries and things like that. Oils.
Coconut oil?
Coconut oil, yes. I said that was a very, very good one. We use it for our high-temperature cooking and the like.
Oh, okay.
And also in our smoothies from time to time. I mean, we put a variety of things, and we have Moroccan olive oil, flaxseed oil, borage oil, sesame oil. The list is grapeseed oil. That's G, like the fruit you eat or make wine.
Yes.
Grapeseed oil. But generically labeled, if it just says vegetable oil, don't touch it with a 9-foot barge pole. You're better off putting Pennzoil on your food. You know, get real high quality stuff or stay away from it. Butter is very good. All of these margarines, that's modified plastics. You don't want to put that stuff in your body. It is junk. It's not real butter, and it's not what it was supposed to be. What we're supposed to have. If it has to come out of Frankenstein's laboratory, you know, it's keeping a whole industry occupied. But for God's sake, don't be part of the mass poisoning that's going on. You know, Jonestown was a lot more blatant, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think I can't, you know, agree with you more.
Line up, everybody, and eat your poison.
Well, but, you know, see, and this is the main thing. Obviously, you know, we need to start looking a little bit more carefully at the ingredients, you know. And you mentioned the oxalic acid. You know Colonel Joe's diet very well.
Yes.
And he had told me that about looking at the ingredients, and you really gave me a dazzling education in it as far as certain things to avoid when you're going shopping. And a good rule of thumb, I guess, for starters is the more ingredients, the worse it is for you. I mean,
well,
would you agree?
I have to start out saying if I find it in a box, bottle, or can, it's already suspect, so I'm already on guard. But there are code words to look out for. You stay away from anything that says soy or soy oil or the like, because soy is proven to block vitamin D function. Osteoporosis is one of the results of that. Soy is proven to block vitamin B12 function. It has a mimicking vitamin that looks like B12 but isn't, and it disables B12 in the liver. Incredible stuff. We've been sold a heck of a lot of disinformation about soy. Soy milk is worse. The only safe soy is naturally fermented tofu and soy sauce and miso, but only in small amounts. Then we've got to look out for high fructose corn syrup. I hear the song, so I guess we'll wait.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Folks, I hope you have a pen and paper ready because this information, as I said, is invaluable. It would take a lot to get this. And in fact, like I said, I've known Alistair now for almost a year. And gosh, it's just been an incredible education. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. It's now Thursday morning, 2:22:07. And yes, we have a lot going on here this evening with our special guest, Alistair Jackson from the Total Wellness Group. I'm going to give out all of his contact info as soon as we're done going through this list of things that you should be avoiding at all costs, really. I mean, if you want to have good health, you have to be cognizant of what's happening. Perfect example, you know, when you go, if somebody you don't know, and maybe it's just me, but if a stranger walks up to me and says, here is this food I made for you, I ain't eating it, no way. And that happens a lot in radio, as you know, Alistair. People would come up here and say, hey, we appreciate your show. Here, have some cookies. I don't know where those cookies came from or what somebody did. I got a lot of enemies. You get a lot of death threats. You know, I don't take any chances, man. But that's in essence what people are doing when they go grocery shopping.
I have to agree that it can be a little like that. I have to jump back a second. The gentleman, I think, asked what sort of peanut butter I would recommend.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I think that the best sort is where you just get some peanuts and mash them up in a grinder and end up with peanut butter. You know, you could actually do that yourself, but, you know, there are reputable health food stores and the like where those things are not only available in jars and things pre-done, but they also actually have it in bulk. But anyway, and they make it themselves. And so I guess that. But I'm a person who's tending to favor almond butter these days because peanuts, There are certain qualities about peanuts that make them difficult to digest, and we're seeing more and more allergies to peanut butter, or to peanuts, I should say, showing up amongst people because their immune systems and their defensive systems have become so weakened that they're sensitive to these things. I think that they're better off with other nuts. We've been overexposed to peanuts.
Yeah, that's interesting because here in Northwest Arkansas and some of the schools, they're actually banning
it,
everything. Yeah, that's even affiliated or could contain
any
peanuts.
Any kind of a nut butter or any kind of a nut. It's not just peanuts because they're so scared of anybody having an allergic attack, an anaphylactic reaction to peanut. It can be very extreme. I mean, that's nothing new, but I tell you what is new is the drastic increase in the number of children who are experiencing and manifesting this. It doesn't surprise me because these children are now into about the third generation of what I consider to be a tremendous malnourishment of the American population through their brainwashing that they can trust the big media and the big monopoly companies to tell them what to eat and to provide what they should eat in the way that they should have it presented. And you know, there's so much non-food being consumed, and I was into that list of what things to look out for on a package. So I said soy products of any sort, as far as I'm concerned, high fructose corn syrup, a drastically dangerous sugar for the human constitution. We were better off when we had white cane sugar than this goop. Anyway, anything particularly sugary. Do you know that a fourth of the sugars that Americans are consuming is through soda pop these days? The majority of the population is getting a fourth of their sugars at least out of soda pop. That's disastrous with the other things that are in it. But anyway, anything that says natural flavorings, generally that's saying MSG. It's a code word. It's a cover word. Natural flavorings, seasonings, another code word for MSG in many, many, many cases, most cases. Modified starches, modified proteins, all of these things are suspicious.
Processing.
If it looks like a chemist had to come up with all the ideas that you're seeing on the label, you may as well just put it back down. It's an experiment, and you don't need to choose to be part of it any longer.
Excellent. Very, very well said. I couldn't agree with you more. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's a science experiment, and they want to see what it does. Because obviously they track these things. I mean, obviously that's how they do the recalls
and
things like that.
Well, part of the fact is that they know darn well what it does, and it's hugely profitable because the other end of their operation in their board of directors' investment portfolio is a pharmaceutical company pumping out the drugs to treat the symptoms caused by the malnourishment.
That's amazing.
It's a great way to make some money.
I didn't even think of it. Hey, buddy, I don't want to keep the long-distance calls waiting. Let's go to Nick in Australia. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the show, Nick.
G'day, how's it going?
Good.
I was just listening intently to your show.
Mm-hmm.
While I was doing some knitting, I just learned how to do that today, but it's not working out like it should be. But,
don't quit just yet. That's a good skill to have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like all the self-sufficiency sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The end that's supposed to be getting, the end that's supposed to remain the same is getting shorter for some reason. I'm trying to figure that out. Anyway, I was just wondering if your guest is a fellow Anzac, so salute to him, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if he is familiar. I saw this documentary about Hoxie, I think his name was, about he had some cancer treatment. And in that documentary, it goes into how the split between the naturopaths and the surgeons came about.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you looked into that because I mean it's one of those things you can kind of point to as one of the as an explanation about why naturopathy is kind of the way to go.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, we're coming up on a break. There it is. Okay, Nick, let me ask you to hang on. And, Alistair, you're not allowed to go anywhere, of course. So we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Our phone number, again, 800-313-9443. Alistair's phone number is toll-free, 888-563-3374. His website, which has the contact info, www.mederimachines.com, MEDERI machines.com. Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends and my foes. Everybody out there who wants a little bit of the truth, you have it. It's available. It's just important to know where to seek. And again, when you're looking at the world and the state that it's in, it is vital that you understand what sort of direction you're trying to head in. You know, and then you've got people who are just road signs and just a wealth of information, and it would be like a historical monument. This guy's the plaque. Alistair Jackson, welcome to the show.
Hey. Yeah, I was, by the way, is our Australian friend still there?
I believe he is. Nick in Australia, welcome back, sir.
Hi. Hey, Nick, which part of Aussie are you in? Sydney.
Sydney. I lived in Western Australia for 5 years once upon a time back in the 80s. It was great. I was there when the America's Cup was going on the first year I was there. Anyway, yeah, Hoxie
Well, I'm not
thing.
Here voluntarily.
Hey? Eh?
You're not
here
there
voluntarily.
What are you? Are you one of the prisoners they sent over there to colonize?
Yeah, the legacy.
Well, anyway, there's better places to be than Sydney, that's for sure. I can recommend West Australia. I loved it over there. Mm. But the Hoxie, you know, Hoxie was a pioneer of the work that we emulate today. And the Hoxie Clinic, of course, had a huge reputation around the world for its pioneering work and antioxidant work and all of those types of things, understanding the body's methods of running itself and cleansing itself and healing itself. And, of course, you know, I would like to think, and I'm certain of it, that knowledge has increased, and that was a huge influence over the whole community of people seeking the natural way to have the body operating at its optimum levels.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, most of us would rather not be treating the dire consequences of long-term breakdown like cancers. We would far rather be dealing with people to keep them well back from that being a high potential risk in their time on the planet.
Mm. Yeah, well, I just learned something from both of you, so that's fantastic. Nick?
That documentary was called How Healing Becomes a Crime.
Oh, okay.
For some of your listeners, you can probably get it on Google Video and all
that.
I'll
have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely worth a look. And I just want to, I hope you don't mind me taking up a bit of time, but I want to run through a whole bunch of things. I've got a few notes, and I wanted to know, I remember Frank was mentioning a little while ago about how he takes things regularly in order to kind of resist colds and flus and such.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was just wondering what you, Frank, okay. and Alistair think is like the regular package to have
okay.
everyday sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Well, we'll just take
and, I mean,
a point.
I've got other questions as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just take them point by point, so that way, because I'll lose track. I have like functional,
okay, no
moderately functional ADD and ADHD, I guess, even though that's not really true. But I do derail the Frank logic train on a regular basis. Okay, so here's how I operate. Every day, colloidal silver. Okay, every day. I prefer the super silver, but, you know, anything is better than nothing. I filter all my water. I use a Berkey, but there's a lot of other good ones out there, I'm sure. And you know, do your own research and figure out what you think. So I also I eat a salad at least once a day when I'm eating. I also, courtesy of Alistair and the supplements that he's got, I take something for and I might need to jump in here, brother, and help me out. But I take a cleanse. I take a natural multivitamin. What's the other thing you gave me for? Some sort of internal organ you said was weak when you tested it.
Oh, boy, you're asking me to come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, you don't have my file there? What's the
right.
deal, man? All right. Well, anyway.
Okay. Well, anyway, the thing is that, you know, you've already given a couple of very powerful things, but I would like to say this about a cold or
yeah.
that it is an actual fact. A manifestation of the body's wanting to cleanse itself.
Mm-hmm.
Cold is not something to be focused on to fight, but rather to be avoided because mm-hmm. of a lack of a need to have
right.
a cold. And so the colloidal silver is not merely a treatment, it's preventative.
It's preventative. That's right.
And then your water is vital for your mm-hmm. whole of your life to be the best quality stuff possible. And anybody is drinking water coming out of the faucet in town supply or
yeah.
whatever. Not
especially not, Nick, where you're at now that they're going to be drinking filtered sewage. So, yeah, you definitely need to be doing that. And Alistair, it's pancreas complex.
Pancreas, yes.
Thank
well,
you.
And by the way, a lot of people showing up with pancreas weaknesses
really?
When the HAARP system is running
oh,
hard
yeah.
at the moment. So, watch your intake of simple sugars. Limit those severely. Mm. And also,
okay.
don't tax your digestive system late in the evening. Eat early in the evening and give
okay.
at least 3 hours before you go to bed. There's a lot of pressure and stress mm. on the pancreas, and it's important to look after.
Mm. I've got two more things for you, Nick, also. The carrot juice, oxalic acid, Colonel Joe's diet, all that stuff, which Alistair has already talked about, that is vital. As well. And then I would say that the coup de grace, the most important thing for addressing a cold per se or any sort of viruses or bacteria, all that stuff. I mean, all these things work on this. But the Madeira XT1 is a blood purifier or a bioelectrifier, which sends an electrical current from pole to pole. You put the two things on your wrist, it jumps between them, and it basically nullifies the ability of any sort of virus to reproduce itself. So, you know, once you cripple its ability to reproduce, you can kill it easily with all the other
yes.
things that we've talked about.
Yes.
But
now,
the Madeira XT1 is available. It's on the Madeira Machines website. And then the XT2 has the XT1 built into it, plus an additional frequency generator, which does a great many things. But, Alistair, you take it away.
Well, that's excellent, and you know, thank you for bringing that up, because I often don't think about all the things that go on. But if you've got a cold, a simple remedy that's going to help you very quickly is to get a generous size, sharp, you know, hot onion, chop it up real fine and mix a couple of tablespoons of honey in with it, stir it around, let that set for a little while in the fridge, about half an hour to an hour, and take a tablespoon of the clear sweet fluid about every 15 minutes till it's all gone. That's going to boost your system tremendously. Mix a little bit of crushed garlic with that for to give it rocket effect. Now, if you haven't had a decent bowel movement, you should break out grandma's enema bag and give yourself a decent flush out. You know, prime the pump, get rid of the poop, open up the pathways for detoxification. If it's particularly bad, I'd recommend a coffee enema. Of course, this gets a bit extreme for most people, but it's actually the way to deal with these things.
Hot coffee?
This is the natural hospital.
Sorry.
So who wants to make
some funny remarks sometimes?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. I can't help it. I'm very irreverent, and I have to make little comments here and there. And,
I like it, man. I can humor to some of the heavier things.
Yeah, well, Alistair and I, we always have a good time. I'm always over there at his house making him cook crazy New Zealand dishes for me.
Yeah, lamb. We do. We get New Zealand lamb here in northwest Arkansas, courtesy of a branch of the beast at Sam's.
That's
Club.
Right.
I can recommend it. $4.50 a pound for good grass-raised lamb, which at least is in pretty decent shape. I hope they didn't irradiate it coming through.
Mm.
But anyway, very important to do those things. Of course, your citruses, your lemons and limes and things are going to help with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Having a humidifier going with steam coming out, a gallon of good pure water to a cup of natural vinegar mixed in with it and be breathing that. Have that thing running the whole time. It'll kill the bugs in the air and open up your airways. Those are things that help immensely.
Mm-hmm.
A very good hot mineral bath with a massage afterwards. A decent chiropractor to give you an adjustment or two, and a massage therapist to keep the process going as well. All of those things, if they're available to you, of course, use the Madeira, use your energy-generating devices. If you've got nothing else, use a grounding effect from a slab of granite put your feet, your bare feet on it and sit with that while you're breathing your steam and taking your onion juice and don't eat any junk. In fact, fast for a couple of days. If you've got some of the smoothie drinks like we come up with that are whey-based or rice protein-based, that'll give you strength, and put some bentonite clay in, the liquid bentonite clay to pull the poisons out of your blood at the colon. There's a lot of things that can be done. We get hands-on around here in the club and get people over these kind of crises as quickly as possible, usually pretty quick.
Extraordinarily quickly. And actually, Alistair, I'm in the middle of a fast myself. All this talk about food is driving me nuts. But yes, that stuff. And then the whole cleansing is a fantastic thing. And then the fasting for the spiritual benefits is just immense for me. But yeah, absolutely. And you guys have all the things that you've heard here today. Alistair has them. He knows where to get them. And again, the important thing, my friends, is that you understand, A, where they're coming from, B, what's in them, and C, and maybe most important, especially for you, Nick, where you are, and for people here around the country who can't just come down the street here to Alistair's and pick these things up, you have to know who is shipping things. Various and Alistair, I know you've had it out over the phone with some of these companies, because they'll be shipping things and they radiate them.
Well, yes, there's a couple of companies. There's one in particular that has a name similar to the people who, that private bank that prints the dollar bills. Who are they?
Yes.
The something Reserve Bank. Anyway, similar name.
Yeah.
They randomly, if not routinely, irradiate everything as a procedure of their security and surveillance and all this nonsense. And if food products, or especially your exquisite and high-quality vitamins and the like, come through that process, they are definitely disorganized and denatured and at times completely rendered useless by this process. This is why these bigger companies that scan stuff, I don't like this process of electromagnetically disabling our food that's going on. A whole lot of produce coming out of the West Coast is being scanned, you know, fruits and vegetables with high energy ionizing radiation. we're talking about things that disrupt and change proteins into poisons that if we ingest them start to be toxic to our kidneys and other parts of our body. We need to be watching out for this. So we're very particular about the shippers. We only get the guys in brown to ship our stuff because they don't do that.
That's right.
They don't do the irradiation. The guys in brown, you know. My wife Lucy looks forward to the guys in brown. She likes those something.
She likes those little shorts. I don't know what it is. It's
shorts,
just a chick
that's
thing.
The one. Looks like the guy that sheriff in Reno 911.
The bicycle shorts.
Yeah, the bicycle guy. You know? She likes that.
Oh wow, we're getting all right. It's getting gross now. I don't want to think about UPS guys. Nick, go ahead. What's your next point, my friend?
Oh, I think every company, if they send them internationally, still sends them through X-ray machines. I don't know if that's as much of a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's hard to get around that.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, though, Nick, one of our companies here in the United States, Premier Products out of Round Rock, Texas, down in Austin, they get a huge amount of herbs and vitamin products and nutrients and stuff from India and from South America. Now, they put special sort of photographic radio-sensitive tags inside of all of their packaging at the side that they ship from, and they have an agreement with their suppliers that if those things are exposed, and they have a very expensive measuring machine that reads these tags once they get to their warehouse in Austin, Texas, to see if they've been irradiated anywhere along the way, and if they have, they're rejected and sent back to the supplier. So there must be a way of products avoiding all of these types of scanning systems. Perhaps you have to pay more for it, but obviously there exists an awareness that, for instance, you couldn't have very delicate biological products that I'm sure they're not supposed to send internationally, but we know they do, exposed to these scanners and stuff because they'd be destroyed and disrupted. So they have to have systems to bypass that because, of course, they know that they make all of the terrorists and things like that anyway, so they know whether their gear is going to get through on time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be going through all of that junk. Anyway, I hear what you're saying, Nick, but you do, wherever possible, have to try and avoid those processes. Of course, if your food has been irradiated, you can do a little bit of first aid on it with energy balancing devices. The Madeira is one of those type of things. Lakovsky coils, you'll work with pyramids and various grounding devices that restore some of the normal, regular frequency to the original product.
But Nick?
Don't you know the terrorists are hiding the box cutters in cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
And if they can irradiate the box cutter, it dulls the blade enough where the pilots won't fear them. So,
they come up with some great stories. Mm-hmm. They should make a movie about it sometime.
Or, you know, act it out in real life and call it the greatest drama ever seen.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we move on. Nick, I know you said you had a list, brother.
Yeah, you were talking about how your diet should make up a lot of greens.
Mm-hmm.
Or be made up of a lot of greens. I was wondering, for breakfast, what would you do? I've actually I had a guest on the other night, and I read how bad I was treating my body with soy, and I thought, man, I'm such a dupe, you know.
Well, no, hey, Nick, we've all been
I'm off
dupes.
It now.
There was a long period of time where we were being told soy had so many good attributes. It does have some, but not a lot, and only in very specific instances.
It
naturally fermented, but we've all been sold a bill of goods, and all of us have taken time to wake up. We're still doing it, and breakfast. Well, if you've ever been to a resort where there's Japanese people being tended to, you'll experience what the Japanese choose for a breakfast, and it looks like a salad bar to us.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong. When I said greens, okay, I was being kind of general because I actually mean fresh produce. I mean vegetables of every color, every shape and size. Greens just gets people's attention because it's the thing that they're eating least.
Right.
But it really it's greens, reds, oranges, yellows, every hue that you can imagine, and it includes fruits, of course, in the right ratios. Food combinations is a very critical thing. It is always a bad idea to combine a lot of protein with a lot of starch. And what I mean is, you know, the grains and breads and pastas with meats and things like that. Your meat and potato is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have a salad, some steamed vegetables, and a protein. Or some salad, some steamed vegetables, and a starch. But not both starch and protein at the same time. Your body can't do that. It doesn't like it. You may like it. That's an emotional choice. But it's not good for you.
What about potato chips? Those are not potatoes, right? I mean, we should... They're cooked in oil.
You made them yourself and you used exquisitely good oil once to cook them up, and you might get away with having them as a snack once in a blue moon. But
yeah, so everything if it's something you had your hands in, odds are it's probably a safe bet to say that it's good for you. But for the most part here, what we're talking about here is just, you know, mainly avoiding some of the key things, integrating other things as well, and making sure, as you said, box, can, bottle, just chuck it, you know, get it yourself,
well,
find it yourself.
Minimize it. There are some good manufacturers of boxed, bottled, and canned stuff, but you have to know what you're looking at, because there's a lot of, you know, organic is the most abused word now in advertising. It doesn't mean what it's supposed to.
That's true. Let me jump in here for a quick break. Nick, you're welcome to stay on with the rest of your questions. But Alistair, also, I'd like you to chime in on this. He mentioned about ducking out on soy, and that's a great thing. Also, I think dairy should be avoided as well, and you sort of alluded to that.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Human beings are the only mammal that chews milk after
that's
they're
weaned.
It's totally wrong.
Hold on a second. We'll be right back, folks.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back Glad you're here, my friends. Very, very exciting stuff happening. And we're chatting with our good friend Alistair Jackson. We'll bring him back in just a second. Let me remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your health situation, or you can visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. Our guest website is MederiMachines.com. That's M-E-D-E-R-I, machines.com. His phone numbers are on there, but the 800 number is 888-563-3374, otherwise known as 888-5-MEDERI. Alistair, welcome back, sir.
Hello. Nick, are you still there?
Hello.
Yes.
What else would you like to know, Nick?
I was wondering your opinion on B17.
Laetrile.
Also called Laetrile.
Laetrile, yeah. Yeah, it's been a very effective compound in boosting the body's ability to run its affairs well, especially in a crisis. There are a lot of very powerful anti-cancer herbs and nutritional compounds now on the scene, so much so that it's quite realistic to self-treat yourself to get over a cancer. Of course, it helps immensely to have some experienced hearts and minds and hands involved in the situation too, to whatever extent's feasible. B17 was a pioneering sort of substance that was singled out for attack and attention from the FDA and various things like that. But in essence, what we're dealing with is the need of the body to have the purest, strongest nutritional substances available in the total variety. We need not just a few things. And our knowledge of oxalic acid, like with Colonel Joe's work and things like that. What's happening is, for those of us who've been hands-on involved at the work face in helping people in crises especially, is that we've got a wealth of implements to work with compared to 30 years ago when I started in this operation, in this work. And today, it's much easier to do because we've got more tools. More has been discovered and researched and worked out. I was about to say something, a fantastic plant. Everybody pay attention for a moment. Write this down if you've got time. Celosia, C-E-L-O-S-I-A, also known as the plant coxcomb, C-O-C-K-S-C-O-M-B. Wonderful, wonderful work has been done on this plant in South America to prove its anti-cancer properties, its wonderful effect, especially for things like prostate cancer and breast cancers. As well as being beneficial in many different ways. And it's also, it looks like an ornamental that you'll see filling the spaces in well-kept gardens around the place every summer. Well, it turns out it's a staple vegetable for people in Africa and also down in South America. It's a perfectly good edible vegetable. This is where I talk about the other colors. It's red and green. And not only that, it has these wonderful properties about it to fight against cancer. There is an institute in Switzerland that's doing wonderful concentrated tinctures that are fantastically powerful against cancers, Nick.
Well, on that note, we have a short break to deal with. We'll come back. Alistair, I don't know if you can hang out with us for a little bit longer.
Sure.
Okay, that'd be great. I know we should talk a little bit more about the Mederi options as well available to people. And Nick, if you have more, please, by all means, stay with us. Folks, we're back in 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.